continuing our series with Sam Mercer, MBE, a member of the glorious Gloucesters. This is all part of our Korean War series, as Forces TV is now showing MASH every weeknight at 8 p.m. Last time, Sam told us about Hill 235, now known as Gloucester Hill, and becoming a prisoner of war. Now we look at his release from captivity.
The day I was released, they took us in an ambulance down to an airstrip, into a helicopter. Never been so frightened in all my life. Never seen one before.
After all you'd been through.
After all I'd been through, I thought I was going to have my head cut off by the rotor.
It's a friendly helicopter that's the most frightening.
It is. It really was. Then an ambulance took us to the Americans of the MASH. And all I will say about that is that it was lovely to sleep in a bedstead and sleep above the floor. That was brilliant. But you know then that they produced a meal for us. Do you know what it was? It was steak, mashed potato, followed by ice cream. We'd been living on boiled rice and very little else. Bless them, the Americans meant well, but they hadn't a clue.
It's surprising that they did that. I hope they then gave you something appropriate. I mean, talk to me about the process. You've been released at the end of the war. Was it 1953?
53, yes.
You've gone to an American MASH, and then you've had to get home. How has that all happened?
We were loaded onto a Dakota, and we were taken over to Japan. And then we went by train to Kyuri, and on the way we passed through Hiroshima, which was still very much damaged. We had about a week in Japan. And then we flew home, or we were flown home, I should say, in a Handley Page Hastings. Now, the journey home, would you believe, took 8 days.
Wow.
We went, pedalling fast with the wind behind you. The aircraft was only capable of about 180 knots. Anyway, we went from Japan to the Philippines, stayed overnight. Philippines to Singapore, stayed overnight. Singapore to Ceylon, as it was then. Stayed overnight. And the interesting was, from Ceylon, we flew to Iraq. I have set foot on Iraqi soil.
Mm.
And then on to Malta, and then home.
Where was home? Where did you first arrive?
We landed at Lynham RF.
And then straight away for you, you've been nursing a very bad leg injury on actually both legs. Mm. You've lost the sight of one eye. So what treatment did you receive when you were back in Blighty?
The best you could have, bearing in mind that you hadn't got the technical know-how that they have today. I have no complaints at all. The surgeon took one look at the eye, and apparently eyes are sympathetic, and to leave the damaged eye in place could have affected the other one. So this one had to go. It was taken out. My leg, they tried all sorts of things. They said, Mr. Mercer, we could do nothing more for you. What about amputation? Couldn't wait.
You'd been shot in one leg and you'd received the mortar injuries to the other leg.
Yeah.
So is it the mortar injured leg that we're talking about?
No.
The shot leg?
Yes, the shot leg, the bullet.
Wow. And is that because the Chinese did not treat you?
They wanted to do something with my eye, but I wouldn't have it. I said, no way. They did one operation on my my left leg. I think they thought they were hoping to join up the nerves and things, because I've still got the scars on. But of course, that was days before microsurgery wasn't thought of. But yes, you see, they had what they call their lenient policy. What they wanted to do was to convert us to communism. But you see, the point was, what they didn't realise was, unlike most of their soldiery, we had had a decent education and we could argue with them. And we did. And we'd get them in a corner and they'd back off and they'd say, not good question, and change the subject. Eventually, their indoctrination petered out altogether.
Next time, Sam talks about how, if it wasn't for these experiences, he never would have met his wife.